is a fruit, and it has a lot of vitamin C in it and antioxidant. And vitamin C helps to heal wounds.
And how did you use lime when you were younger?
As a child, when you have fever, my grandmother would just take the lime and she would divide into two. And what she would do is to, because you have a temperature, so she will use the lime to rub or massage you with it, so that I think it makes you sweat more, you know, because you're sweating, so you have the lime on you, so then maybe it helps you get rid of the fever. So she would just put it all around you, and what she will do at the end is just to squeeze some into your mouth to drink it, because you have no appetite, you know, when you have fever. So this is just to stimulate your taste buds, you know, in order to help you. So it's like appetizer, really. It gives you appetite to be able to eat, if I can think about it that way. Yeah, but the lime is very important for prevention of infection as well, and inflammations. So I think it's very important in life, you know.
And is the lime something that you use regularly still?
In fact, I was going to bring some I bought on Saturday, but I forgot in the bag. Yeah, I use it all the time. And especially when I have a cold, you know, just cut, slice into a cup and pour hot water onto it. And you find that it's got such an aroma. When you leave it in the room, it's just unbelievable. Yeah, such an aroma. And drink it maybe 3 times a day. Because now what they say is that the common cold, what kills the common cold is vitamin C. So we need to have more of our, you know, limes and lemon and oranges, you know, what's the other one? Grapefruit, you know, those kind of acidic fruits, you know. So I use the lime all the time, and I bought some on Saturday.